Aloha, friends. Today we're going to be reading Pug Pals, Yay for Vacay, chapters 5 and 6. 6 and 7. Okay, so let's get into it. Chapter 6. The next day, Sunny and Rosie were disappointed to wake up to rain. They tried setting up a new trap, but the storm was too furious. The rain continued for 2 more days. Sunny and Rosie tried to find ways to amuse themselves while they waited. They played Twister, right paw, green. 3, 2, 1, ready or not, here I come. And the ghost had eaten all the food. Oh no! They dressed up as costumes. They played Battleship. They had a pillow fight. Finally, the rain stopped. After Grandma had left the house, Sunny and Rosie returned to the garden and set up another trap. They waited and waited and waited. They were both struggling not to fall asleep when they heard a noise that made them jump. Ahoy, Sunny and Rosie! Clover made his way over to them. Did you catch the thief yet? Thief. Okay, there we go. No, said Rosie. That's a shame, Clover said. Did you set another trap? I want to hear all about your plan. Wait while here, I go grab a snack first. And then in this picture, Rosie and Sunny are stretching behind a bush while Clover is taking food from the flower pot. Clover waddled away and returned with a pile of food in his arms. He bit off 2 large pieces of a peach and held them out to Rosie. These peaches are the best in the county, Clover said. I can smell them a mile away. Thank you, said Rosie, as she took a delicious bite. Oh my goodness, a bite, a big bite. This is delicious. Sunny frowned. She peeked behind the blueberry bush. Sunny swatted the peach out of Rosie's paws. Hey, Rosie yelled. Don't eat that, said Sunny. Don't you see? Those are the peaches from the trap. Clover's the thief. Thief? Rosie shouted. Thief? Sunny and Rosie lunged at Clover. I thought we were friends. This isn't friendly behavior. He flew into the air and then popped into the ground. Where did he go? Said Rosie. There, Clover. They chased after Clover, but soon he had disappeared into a nearby hole for good. We will try again tomorrow, said Sunny, panting. Chapter 7. The next day, Sunny and Rosie set the juiciest peach they could find next to the groundhog hole and waited. It only took a few minutes before they heard scratching and sniffing sounds. As soon as Clover emerged from the hole, Sunny and Rosie leaped on top of him. Got you, thief, Sunny shouted. This is downright rule. I'm not a thief, Clover said, trying to squirm out of the hole. Let's talk like civilized groundhogs. Sunny and Rosie released him, and Clover sat up and brushed himself off. Now what's all this nonsense? You ate half of Grandma's vegetables and fruits, Sunny said. I did, said Clover, and they were delicious. That's stealing, said Rosie. Clover shook his head. She plants food and I eat food. That's what food is for. Rosie scratched her ear. When you put it that way, it sounds okay. And Sunny is still like mad here. Sunny sighed. No, Clover, you eat Grandma's food without asking for permission first. That's stealing. Not only that, but she thinks you did it, that we did it. You got us into trouble. Clover's nose twitched. He burst into loud sobs. I hadn't thought of it that way. Oh, dear. Clover covered his face with paws. I'm the thief. I'm so sorry. How will you ever forgive me? Rosie burst into tears, too, and hugged Clover.
You are a good ground dog, she said.
You didn't know. It's okay. We forgive you.
Sunny waited for Rosie and Clover to finish crying. Clover, we still want to be your friends, but we are not mad, we're not mad at you. But you can't keep stealing food from our, grandparents' food.
I understand, Clover said. I'll stick to the nearby woods like before, and I'll help you improve your innocence.
I have an idea. It doesn't actually say that. I just wanted to add cool sound effects. And that is the end of chapter 7. And I think there is only, 8 is the last chapter. I'm pretty sure. Let me check. Yeah, it is. And it's kind of long because it's like the rest of the book. So I'm going to read that in a different podcast that I'll maybe do later today. So, yeah. So that was the end of our chapter. Okay, that's all we have for today. And I totally forgot to mention this in the beginning of this podcast. If you have not read the other chapters from Pug Pals Yay for Vacay, I would recommend going back and reading those chapters so you know what's going on. And for today's bonus, if you want to do it, since we're kind of close to the end, it'll also be the next time's bonus. If you wanted to do like a book report about Pug Pals Yay for Vacay by Flora Ann, you can do some researching and just by listening to my books, the book that it is in, or like searching up facts about Flora Ann, and yeah. And I do, this is the second book of the series. So if you do want to go back and read the first one, it is called Pug Pals Choose a Crowd. And that's the first one. And I believe that Sunny's the only dog until they get a new dog. And Rosie, Rosie is the new dog, and Sunny does not like it to be like that. So yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to my book. Please follow me on Instagram at jcs.crafts. Please listen to my brother's podcast, Truth and Trials, and we'll see you next time. Bye.